Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. Friend, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. And if you're not too familiar, Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right. We try to bury and saturate this program into the Word of God. And friend, we try to have a theme for each and every program. And today we are continuing and wrapping up our series entitled Faith, Hope, and Encouragement. That's right. It's part four of Searching the Scriptures for Faith, Hope, and Encouragement. So friend, I hope you can join me right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. right. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. I hope and pray that your weekend has come along quite well. Here we are. It's Sunday. And today, friend, we are wrapping up our series entitled Faith, Hope, and Encouragement. In his wonderful hymn, Amazing Grace, John Newton wrote these famous words: "Through many dangers, toils, and snares, we have already come." And John Newton knew whereof he wrote. Yeah, he was a man who escaped death a dozen or so times before his life was changed forever by God's amazing grace. See, friend, each of us, if we stop, I mean truly stop, and examine our lives in detail, can find and identify times when we went through dangers, toils, and snares. And to be honest with you, that's the point. We went through them. Too often we are rescued or saved from calamity without looking back and giving God credit for his amazing grace that carried us through. So, friend, I want to challenge you today to take a minute, sometime today, just a minute, 60 seconds, to think about all God has brought you through. Reflecting on his grace in the past will give you new confidence for the present and for the future. Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Yeah, that's right. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Friend, thank you so much for just letting me tag along as part of your weekend, part of your Sunday. And our weekend so far has been pretty much low-key, to be honest with you. Enjoy just a nice relaxing day with a couple of friends yesterday with my wife and I. But other than that, pretty nice, low-key. It's always nice to have one of those weekends from time to time. Amen. Yeah. Hey, today we are continuing and wrapping up our series entitled Faith, Hope, and Encouragement. I'll tell you what, inspiration can strike anywhere, literally, even in a cancer ward. I heard of a story not too long ago of a German software engineer who had a brainstorm idea while taking treatment for leukemia and now owns a company based on the idea that he actually had. I mean, it just goes to show you that adversity can be the beginning, not the end of the road. See, friend, if you're facing adversity right now, do you think it's a dead end? Or are you looking for what God might want to show you? See, the Bible is a book written to people in trouble. Open its pages. Open your heart. God may be trying to show you something new for you and your life. May you experience His comfort, friend, during troubled times, as well as His power to create miracles, even out of the bleakest circumstances. I love what it says in Proverbs 16:20. He who heeds the word wisely will find good, and whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Friend, we are continuing and wrapping up our four-part series. Yes, it's part four of our series entitled Faith, Hope, and Encouragement. Do you plan every detail of your life, or do you take the whatever will be approach? Some people think that their plans control the future, while others believe the future has already been planned. The truth is probably somewhere in between. See, I've noticed that people in the Bible weren't afraid to plan, but they also had a good, healthy regard for God's master plan. One verse strikes a good balance. Paraphrased, it says, "We make plans, trusting God to guide our steps." Proverbs 16:9. Planning diligently while remaining flexible seems like a good approach. That way, we take an active role in our future while remaining dependent on God's plans and provision. I love what it says in Psalm 127, verse 1, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it." So, friend, today plan to discover what the Bible says about the benefits of planning. There's no greater guide to preparing for the future.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in heaven, let's pay this gift alone.
Listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. Friend, thank you so much for just letting me spend some time here with you on this already 23rd day of June 2013. Honestly, it's kind of hard to believe that July 4th is just a few weeks away. How did that happen? I have no idea. But regardless, friend, thank you so much for just letting me spend some time with you this weekend and today. And you can always catch up with me anytime if you have a song request or a comment or a question or even a prayer request. You can drop me a line, joey@greatnewsradio.org. That's Joey, J-O-E-Y, @greatnewsradio.org. Would love to hear from you. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.